Good afternoon. We had our traditional exit meetings this morning, and I met with the team, and I used the Nelson Mandela quote, "Don't judge me by my successes, but rather by how many times I fell and got back up again." And that's what I felt about this team. I was proud of this team and the way they finished the season with the 7-3 record in the final 10 games, but more proud of them for their character, for their strength, the way they bonded together as a team, the way they came together in the face of adversity and continued to get up when they were knocked down. We were knocked down a number of times this season, obviously. But I was, I think this is a very strong group, a group that I was very proud of, very proud to be associated with. We didn't accomplish what we set out to accomplish. We set out to be world champions, just like anybody else in the 32 teams in the NFL. We didn't achieve that, but we didn't stop fighting. And so I left them with that message. My response to a question that was raised last night, I do want to coach. We do have meetings scheduled throughout this week, perhaps next week, with ownership and management, and we'll try to evaluate everything at that point in time. I'm sure there'll be many, many questions asked about going forward, and so we'll talk our way through some of those questions, I'm sure, at another point in time. But I do want to coach, and so with that, if you have any questions, I'll be glad to try to answer them.
Have you talked with ownership about your situation? I mean, did they tell you you're coming back? And
you're going to hear from those people, from John Mara, from Jerry Reese a little bit later, and they'll fill you in on that response. But again, I do want to coach.
Was it something you had to consider, or was this always just a no-brainer at this point for you?
Well, on my end, I've always been a coach. My feelings are exactly the same as they always have been. Competitive by nature, want to be the best that I can be, and the people that surround me, I want them to be the very best that they can be. So, the issue with asking me questions of this nature, and with my response this year to people that tried to ask me these questions, is I don't want it about me. I don't think it is about me, and I don't want to take anything away from our team and what we're trying to accomplish by answering questions about myself and my future. Now you say to me, okay, the season's over. Well, last night it wasn't over for me. I hadn't even completed my press conference post-game. Today there's a little bit more reflection time, but it's been another one of those busy days. I mean, you get here at 5 o'clock in the morning, you grade all three tapes, you have a coach's meeting, you have a player's meeting. There's not a lot of time for anything else. Now, over the course of the next few days, there will be. But from my standpoint, as I look at a 16-game season and hopefully a postseason, I've always had the energy and the drive and the determination, and my answer has always been to those who have asked. You know, I got into this thing a little bit later than most. I became a head coach. I was a head coach at Division III when I was very young. And then at age 45, I got another opportunity to be a head coach in college. So I'm just a young guy in this business, and everybody wants to know what's next for me. I hope it's coaching the New York Giants, but I don't spend a lot of time thinking about me and my circumstance and my situation. It's rather our team and where we're going, what direction we're in.
To that end, Coach, do you feel like there's unfinished business that you feel that if you get the opportunity to come back and finish it, that you can bring it to a conclusion?
Well, it's definitely unfinished business. But you know what? When you put me in this position, I don't have any choice but to say, how long ago was 2011? Did the Ravens make the playoffs this year? this is not an easy business. These people who are constantly trying to build and develop their teams, they're out there. They're very competitive, too. Our league is a league of parity by choice, by design. And it's a good thing. It's very, very competitive. Not that long ago, we were in the winner's circle. It hasn't happened for us for a couple of years. Do we have unfinished business? Yeah, we have a lot of unfinished business. We'd like to get to the winner's circle again. That's what this thing is all about. Am I disappointed? You bet I'm disappointed. Do I do a good job of masking it? Yeah, as best I can. Do I take a position with my team of building and encouraging and inspiring rather than the other way around? Yeah. 20 years ago, would I have? I doubt it. I doubt it. But you don't conquer by dividing. You conquer by inspiring and building and being one. This is a game of a lot of numbers. You need everybody on the same page.
Do you think this can be turned around quickly, Coach?
Well, I look at different situations throughout the league, okay? Teams that have turned it around, one or two players here, one or two players there. I think it can be. But it would have to be the kind of season that all of us want, you know, where maybe we just, the same guys that start at the beginning of the year, they're at the end of the year, which didn't happen this year, as you well know. But it's not about that either. Don't ask me about injuries or any of that stuff. That's not an excuse. I'm just telling you, these are facts.
No, I wasn't going to go here, Tom. I wanted to ask you whether or not you anticipate making any changes on your coaching staff.
That certainly will all be discussed throughout the course of this week. Everything will be evaluated. I have great confidence in this group of men that we've had here as a coaching staff, and I believe in them very strongly.
Tom, Antrell said that he felt like this team found its identity towards the end of the season, obviously winning 7 out of 10. Is that different than the way last year ended? Last year it seemed like it was a little more groping for what went wrong.
I don't think there's ever been any groping about what went wrong when at the end of the season you evaluate where you are. I never had that issue. But, you know, this team did come together and have an identity.
Tom, when you go talk to the team after you go 7-9 and don't make the playoffs, and you tell them how proud you are of them, you know, it seems like, and you tell me if I'm wrong, that you felt they got almost what they could get out of themselves. You know what I'm saying? That they weren't tremendously underachievers and things like that. And if so, does that speak to the fact that the roster needs to be bolstered?
Well, there's no question that we need some help. I mean, that's not – every team needs help. If you're 7-9, you certainly do need. You need to have some of these people that have had injuries to come back and come back strong, and you need some help here or there. That's what the draft is for. That's what free agency is for.
Have you ever been in a situation quite like this with so many guys, though, that are free agents, and how do you kind of approach that with, I think it's, you know, close to 30 guys that are going to be free agents and several significant players, especially on defense?
Well, that is going to be evaluated. That's part of what these discussions will be about going forward, for sure. Do I have an answer for you right now on that? No.
You ever been through anything like this, though? I mean, like with so many guys, a similar situation that you can remember?
Every year in the NFL, there are circumstances that deal with players that are, whose contracts are up or are free agents. The numbers may not be the way you're describing them in other years, but it's always an issue. Anybody else? Thank you.